بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome all viewers. Today we are going to be reacting to Sheikh Uthman ibn Farooq and One Message Foundation's latest video entitled Heated Debate, Christian Minister versus Sheikh Uthman. I want us to approach this video in the following manner, keeping the following in mind. There are many Christians, there are many people in general who are raised believing specific things about Jesus. Peace be upon him. Believing certain things about God that may not be true. For example, believing that God is part of a Trinity, believing that Jesus is the Son of God, believing that the Bible is the Word of God. For some individuals, their families for generations have believed these things. That being the case, when they are presented the truth about who Jesus actually was, using proofs and evidences, when they are presented the reality about what the Bible is, using facts, and when they are presented the reality about what Islam is, they get so emotional and triggered and upset that they start to lash out. That rather than humble themselves and deal with the reality of the information that's being presented to them, they get aggressive and emotional and they just double down and they close their minds. They don't want to be presented the truth. They don't want to accept the truth. And unfortunately, in this video is a perfect example of that, because here, as it says on the screen, this man claims to be a Christian minister who teaches the Bible in a Christian college. This is an old man, but we see due to his emotions when he is presented the truth, he acts in a way that is unbefitting of an adult. And all of this is because he just wants to believe what he wants to believe. He doesn't want to think. He doesn't want to look at the proofs and evidences. He doesn't want to have an honest conversation. He just wants to stick to his belief even when it is proven to be false. So without further ado, let's take a look at the video.
Why do you got this over here? Let's go to this.
Sure.
Why are you so focused on him?
Sure, I'll tell you. Jesus is a Muslim, right? What does that mean?
Well, that's interesting because Islam didn't come around until 600 years
ago. That is the misconception that you have, that Islam... Let me explain.
Hey, brother,
I will listen to you.
Jesus has never been a Muslim.
Of course he's Muslim. What is a Muslim? What is a Muslim? What is a Muslim? What is a Muslim? When you speak, I will listen. I will listen when you speak. And then when I speak, you listen. How's that? That doesn't work?
I'll tell you what.
Okay, hold on. Let me talk.
This is a great prophet, right?
Listen. Let me, if you want to listen, then I will speak. What's your question? Okay, what's your question?
Don't do that.
Do you have a question?
Don't play with Jesus' Look, name.
Jesus is a Muslim. He submitted himself to the one creator. Let me explain it.
You see, people are coming at him from all angles. This is a very simple, easy to understand concept, but you have to want to listen and think. The truth is very clear. It's not complicated. You don't got to dive into these deep philosophical things that nobody can really comprehend or understand or use fanciful language. The truth is very clear. Saying Jesus, alayhi salam, could not have been Muslim because he came before the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is like saying Moses couldn't have been a monotheist because he came after Abraham. And Abraham couldn't be a monotheist either because he came after Noah. Wait a second. And Noah couldn't have been a monotheist because he came after Adam. Peace be upon all the prophets. You see, this doesn't make sense because all of the prophets were monotheists. Meaning what? Meaning that they believed in one God. Likewise, when we use the term Muslim, this word means somebody who submitted to God. So, Muhammad, Jesus, Moses, Abraham, Noah, Adam, all of the prophets, peace be upon all of them, they were all Muslim. But you see, many people, they come by and they just start shouting things. The purpose of a sign like this is to inform people of that because there are people who they don't even realize what Muslim means, who Muslims are, that Muslims believe in all of the prophets. So this can be a very beneficial way of explaining what Islam is to people and conveying the truth to people. But in this video, we see that they just get emotional. There's some people who just, they don't like Muslims. They don't like the term Islam. But they do like the idea that God had a son that died for their sins named Jesus. So rather than actually have a conversation and understand the reality of who Jesus was, what the Bible really is, what truly makes sense, they want to shout and argue and then keep it moving and then close their minds and shut their brains off. All of the Christians out there, please open your minds. You don't have to get upset when you find that the Bible hasn't been preserved. You don't have to get upset when you find that Jesus never claimed to be a son of God. Why? Because God sent us preserved revelation that we can refer to. It's not that if you give up Christianity, then that's it. There's nothing for you anymore. There's no guidance for humanity. You can't have a relationship with God. No, because there is the truth of Islam. But you have to be sincere and listen to the truth. Think about it.
If you guys listen, okay? Yeah, okay, thank you. Can I speak?
Yeah,
can I speak? Can I speak?
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. A conversation works like this. We speak and listen, okay? Okay. What is a Muslim? Somebody who submits their will to Allah. We do not believe Islam began with the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. We believe in the Quran. For example, Ibrahim alayhi salam used the word Muslim. So whoever, that's what we believe. That's what we're going to call
this up here.
Yes, can I finish speaking?
All right, so I'm going to skip through this because there's just a lot of interruption, but I just want to lay out the context of what's actually going on. They believe something and they just want to believe it. They just want to shout. They don't want to listen and actually have a dialogue. You see they're getting emotional. You see this man is already being condescending and confrontational.
Did Jesus call himself a Christian? Show me. I have the Bible here. Show me. Where is it?
Did he call himself a Muslim? No.
Yes. Let me tell you. What is Islam? That's what you don't understand.
It's not
exactly. Did Jesus not do the work of God? Was he not sent by God? Does he not say that God sent me?
What the hell is that? You don't have to scream. I'm right here.
Right? So I'm sorry. The gentleman wasn't listening, right? Now, what I'm trying to explain is people misunderstand the term Muslim. If you look, Christianity began with Christ, Judaism with Judah, Confucian with Fucius. Islam is not named
Confucian
after Muhammad
with, Judah?
With Confucius. Judaism with Judah. Did
Confucian,
you not hear me?
You said Confucian.
Confucianism, like the religion,
Confucianism.
Yeah, is based on the teachings of Confucius.
That's not even a religion. That's a way of life, how to behave yourself.
Exactly. But it's named after a person, right?
Yeah.
Confucius. Islam is not named after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace and blessings be upon him. Islam is submission. Jesus submitted his will. Abraham submitted his will. Moses, Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon
actually,
them.
Jesus
by definition, they were Muslims. Now, let me show you in your Bible. Do you believe this to be the word of God or no?
The inspired word of God.
Okay. Here, in Acts chapter 3, verse 13. And can I speak?
No, you can't.
I can't speak?
Can I?
So he said he believes the Bible is the inspired word of God, but he's getting so uncomfortable, it seems, at the idea of actually looking at what the Bible says and talking about it.
Can I speak? See, I listen to you. Can you finish listening to me? No, I listen to that gentleman. I listen to you. Neither one of you lets me speak.
Here I can have a quiet conversation over here.
Verse 13. And God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus. Jesus was a servant of God, according to the Bible that's in within your hands. Is that not there?
You don't get the Holy Trinity. You don't.
I don't. That is true. Trinity makes absolutely no sense.
Well, it makes sense to me. Really.
Well, how does it make sense? Was Jesus God when he was on earth?
You just asked me and then you interrupt.
Okay, I'm listening.
The Father, Son, and Holy Ghost are one and the same.
Okay. So when Jesus was on...
He said the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost are one and the same. Sheikh Uthman is going to clearly show that they're not one and the same, and we'll see how he responds. Is he going to have a coherent response? Is he going to use his mind and be sincere and be honest? Or is it going to appear that he just wants to blindly hold on to this belief that he has, even though he can't explain it, even though it doesn't make coherent sense, and therefore he gets aggressive and angry and emotional? Let's see.
Was on earth, was he God?
It's up to you whether you want to believe.
Can I? You said it makes sense, so I'm asking you about it.
Me, yeah.
When Jesus was on earth, was he God?
That's right.
He was God.
That's right.
And God knows everything, right?
That's right. Created everything.
Okay. So here, when it says, "and the hour," right? Nobody knows it, right? And then he will ascend to his glory. And now for the hour, nobody knows it. Not the angels in heaven. Not the Son. Only the Father. The Son doesn't know. Only God knows. So how could he be God and not know?
Oh, he's God.
Look right here in your Bible. But as for that day and the hour, no one knows it. Not even the angels. Wait, this doesn't make sense then. How can you said God knows everything? Jesus the Son doesn't.
See how he's getting upset and emotional? Because this is a clear contradiction. He said that God and the Son of God and the Holy Spirit are one and the same. He said Jesus was God. He said God knows everything. Here, there's a clear passage where it's saying that Jesus doesn't know something. Only the Father knows something.
Yeah. Doesn't know. That's how can that be?
Try to find a contradiction.
It's a clear contradiction. It contradicts what you just said. How could Jesus be God? So explain it to me.
I used to ask that question too.
Explain it to me.
I used to ask that very same question.
Okay. You want to talk or you just want to yell while you're walking?
You do a little yelling yourself, buddy.
But I'm listening to you. I listen.
You see how the sheikh, he's trying to have a conversation. This is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? I mean, he's out there just conveying the message to people. This is the truth. You can accept it. You can reject it. It's up to you. People are yelling at him. They're shouting. He's saying, okay, you had that same question. This man said he used to ask the same question. Okay, what's the answer? The man doesn't have answers.
Listen to you. Now I'm asking you. You said God knows everything and Jesus is God, but here it shows the Son, meaning that Jesus does not know the hour. How can God not know?
He knows.
But it seems right here he doesn't know. Which one is it? Is this false?
No, it's not false.
So which one is it?
It's all three are the same.
So how can the Son not know?
I don't care what it says there.
You don't care about the Bible?
This is really unfortunate. Like, I don't want to like laugh and make fun because this is very sad. I mean, subhanAllah, this man is shown the truth. He's being exposed to the truth. And hopefully Allah will guide him. Maybe after he cools down, thinks about it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide him and he'll accept the truth. But right now you can just see how he's so upset and emotional. There is all this cognitive dissonance happening and he can't explain things. So he's just lashing out.
I care about the Bible.
Okay, so read this for me here. Look at the line. Read this for me. But go ahead, right here.
The only reason you are
looking at this, why aren't you reading it?
Because you're trying to find contradictions.
There is a clear contradiction to what you're saying.
You know what? I am. You got it on camera. Oh, let me tell you something.
Go ahead.
Father, Son, and Holy Ghost are the same thing.
Then how can the Son not know the hour and the Father know?
Because the Father is in control of everything.
So they're not the same.
They are the same.
You just said the Father is in control of everything. Jesus is not.
As he came down.
You see how clear the truth is? The truth is clear. What Sheikh Uthman is saying is completely clear. The truth is clear. There being one God worthy of worship is clear. Jesus submitting to and worshiping that one God is clear. All the prophets throughout history worshiping that one God, it's clear. This idea of a Trinity, completely unclear. Sheikh Uthman is showing clear contradictions. I understand for some people this is going to be very emotional. But when you give up certain false beliefs, it's not that there's going to then be a void there. There is Islam. There is the truth for you to submit to. Allah did not leave us without guidance. Allah sent us clear, preserved guidance for us to follow.
Down to earth.
So he's not the Father.
To suffer, he is the Father.
So when he came down to earth as a human.
Go ahead.
Hey, easy on the language, guy.
You sit there. You guys say that Christ was not crucified.
Yes.
But he was whisked up into heaven.
Of course.
He's a human being, right?
He is a
but
human
he was
being.
Just whisked up
of course, heaven. Allah can do that. He's a prophet of Allah.
This is sad. This is just pure emotion. This is just him upset. He's just trying to lash out, just trying to say things. But obviously, if you're cool-headed, you listen, you're sincere, obviously what he's saying, it doesn't make sense. He's unable to respond to the clear contradictions that Sheikh Uthman has presented, the clear truth that Sheikh Uthman is speaking to him.
Allah can whisper anybody.
You guys, here, take it back. You are full of crap.
Can you read the verse?
You just contradicted yourself.
How?
Only certain people get whisked up in the head.
Whoever Allah wills, yes. How is that contradiction?
That's the same thing I said about him being crucified.
No, you said he's God.
He is God.
I don't believe he's God because God knows everything. Well, and the Bible says Jesus didn't know. I showed you the verse. You know you saw it. I can see it in your eyes. You see the contradiction.
You know, we can find things in the Quran that contradict
too. Now that you can't find anything in the Bible, you find the contradiction of the Bible, you want to jump to the Quran? Show me a contradiction in the Quran.
That's another good point that the Sheikh pointed out. Just because there are issues with Christianity, that doesn't mean that there are issues with Islam. This is something everybody needs to realize. Islam and Christianity are not the same thing. There are similarities, but they're not the same thing. Islam is the preserved truth that Allah sent. The Christianity that people are practicing today is not the preserved religion of Jesus, peace be upon him. So rather than deal with their own issues in his religion, now he's trying to change the subject and say, oh, well, Islam has issues.
I don't have a Quran.
Well, get one and show it to me.
Muhammad sits there. One,
no, no, show me. Show me. Show me a single contradiction.
The Jews, and the next time he's against
never,
them.
Never. Show me one contradiction in the Quran.
I don't have a Quran with me.
I do.
And I'm not interested in showing you that. See, you,
so you can't show me a single contradiction.
Over there.
Because you cannot show me a single contradiction.
I can show you that.
Show it to me. Next week?
No.
You're not going to show it to me.
Like, because I'm not interested in every little thing that's in the book.
You're saying there's contradiction in the Quran, but you can't show me a single one, right?
There's a section in there that's about him liking the Jews.
Which is it? Which section is this?
Like the Jews.
Can you show me the Quran? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Syrians. You know, right? I went in there and I look at the Syrians, and they're so disorganized. They jump around here, look, here, here. There's no chronological
look,
sequence.
Listen, listen.
The New Testament and
listen,
the Old Testament.
Can I?
You don't even understand what that means.
I'm listening.
You know what the Old Testament's purpose is?
Yes.
Tell me.
Can I tell you?
Tell me.
The Old Testament is the writings that were sent to Moses' time and those that were collected, which were lost in Babylon and were recreated through songs and stories and things like this.
Wrong.
Right? That is the Old Testament.
That's not the
can I finish?
Purpose of the wrong
can
Old
I finish?
Testament. Okay.
Okay. According to historians, those are the writings that are called the Old Testament. The New Testament are the books written after the time of Jesus, some of them being 40 to 70 years, the earliest, smallest manuscripts. And then Codex Sinaiticus is about 400, the 4th century, 300 something years after Jesus. This is the New Testament.
Tell me when you're
Go
done.
Ahead, I'm done.
The whole purpose of the Old Testament is to describe the relationship of God with his people. Not just Jews, but anybody.
I'm listening.
The Jews were focusing because they believed, at that time, they were the ones who believed in one God. Relationship, relationship, relationship. Times God got angry with them. Other times, you know, he roared at them. You saw, you know how it went.
I've read it.
You know, they got invaded by different invaders. They're getting punished. They had the diaspora. They're spread out and everything. But the New Testament is God wanting to have a special relationship with his people and show them the way.
Okay.
So he showed them, don't pull up. I don't want to hear any more of that, okay?
You don't want to read the actual
I've been
Testament.
I've been reading
okay,
plenty
so,
myself.
So where did you get this information from? What you're quoting to me, where did you get that from? Is that in the Old Testament? Is that in the New Testament? Or you just make
that's my impression.
That's your impression, but that's not reality.
See, no, you don't know
reality. So let me tell you this. Let me tell you this.
Let me tell you what reality
when I read your actual scriptures, you have no answers.
You don't have any answers.
Do I do? Find me one scripture in the Quran that you have a problem with. Bring it to me. This is the truth. You don't like it. That's your issue.
You say it is.
Yes. And the Quran says it is.
And that is arrogance. Yeah? That is arrogance right there.
Well, I mean, this is the only religion that I believe in the truth.
You're focusing on this guy.
Jesus,
you're trying to market to
peace and blessings be upon him.
Your whole purpose of being here is trying to convert Christians to Muslims. That's the only
arrogance is rejecting the truth. Arrogance is refusing to submit to the guidance that our Lord sent us. Humility is submitting to that. That's what Islam is, submitting to Allah, to God, to our Creator. Arrogance is refusing to submit.
Only reason
No. We're here
that's
to convert
you, no,
and to change that
he's
message.
Right
Moses right there, David right there, Abraham right there, Muhammad.
Yeah.
We have peace and blessings
you know
on all
is?
Of them,
that's
right?
Cut and paste from Judaism and Christianity.
It is not. Because
and
those mistakes that you have would then have been in the Quran, and we don't have those.
Oh, you don't
right?
have any mistakes.
No, we don't.
No,
the Quran
perfect.
Is perfect. The
you're
Quran
foolish.
Is perfect. Show me a mistake.
You're foolish.
Show me a mistake.
I'm not going to show you anything.
You're not going to show me anything because there is
well,
not.
Go put it on camera. Hey, you know what? I'm not going to show
no,
this
no
guy
touching.
A camera.
Thank you, sir. Keep your distance.
Because this guy, yeah. That's the whole person, reason you got the camera, and that's why you're here with that.
You know why the camera's there? So the world can see the reality. When
oh,
I
really?
Showed you those verses,
the
I can
reality.
Show you clear
oh,
contradictions. How did Judas die?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you about
how
that.
Did Judas die?
He killed himself.
How?
He hung himself.
He hung himself, okay? Here in Acts, now
that's
this man purchased a field with the wages of iniquity, falling headlong, burst open. Where's the hanging? He fell headlong and his entrails burst out.
Okay.
Right?
So what?
So you said he hung himself. Which one is it?
Who gives a shit?
It's your Bible. You don't give a poop about it?
He died.
You don't care a poop about your Bible?
I don't care about little bullshit things like that.
Judas dying is a little thing? Judas is a little figure? The things in the Bible are not important?
They knew he was going to die because he knew they were going to betray Jesus. The old plan.
Look, you see a clear contradiction,
no,
right?
No, you
who
guys,
was Joseph's father?
I'll tell you
the genealogy of Jesus.
Every Islamist country has no tolerance for anybody
every
other
Islamic
than
country. Malaysia.
Change the subject again. rather than deal with the truth that's being presented to him, he's now trying to point the finger at Islam.
This country has no tolerance for anybody.
Every Islamic country, that's Malaysia.
Damn right.
Indonesia has no tolerance for anybody else.
Yeah, and I've talked to Christians.
Really? From Malaysia, Indonesia.
Yes, I have.
And they have no tolerance for anybody.
They persecute.
UAE, they don't have churches. Hey, don't tell me to shut up.
You
don't want to talk? Don't talk.
You keep interrupting.
This is our booth. You don't want to be here? Keep moving.
Yeah, so I don't think I really even need to say anything else. Obviously, the man, he's too emotional. Instead of using his mind, having humility, trying to submit to the truth, he just wanted to be stuck in his ways, and he just got so frustrated and angry, he had to just start yelling. So anyways, I invite everyone watching this video to submit to the truth, to submit to God, to Allah, to the one that created all of us, the one that created this universe, the one that has the most perfect attributes. He is one, there's nothing like him, and he sent us guidance through prophets throughout history. And the last messenger, the last prophet that he sent to us is the prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And his message has been preserved. The Quran has been preserved. The teachings of the prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, have been preserved. Allah knows best. Thank you for watching. Jazakum Allahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.